Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'd like to ask a question before we go into our Bible reading. And the question is, imagine what it would be like to live a life of fullness. I don't just mean a full life, but a life where you know that at the end of it, it is an absolute full life. Bear that in mind as we read Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 21. Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, and this is his prayer over that church. He says this, "For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." So back to that question, how do we live a life of fullness? I'd like to share a story. I love gardening. I don't know if anyone else likes gardening. I'm not very good at it and I don't really know what I'm doing, but I do love gardening. And we moved into a new house a few years ago and there was this really big tree and under the tree there was just ground. It was just soil, nothing else. And I had this image that I would really love a lush garden, this garden that is just filled with plants, that is green everywhere, flowers. And so I started working. I toiled the soil, you know, so I dug it over, I watered it, I added fertilizer. Then I went out and I spent a fortune at a nursery, bought a whole bunch of plants, planted them out, made sure there was enough space between the plants, figured this would be the best garden. Every day I went out and I spoke to my plants. I do that probably a little bit crazy. I don't know if anyone else does. Spoke to my plants, watered them, made sure they had fertilizer. And every day I watched this garden, day after day, week after week, month after month. And I watched as it slowly died. It turns out that the tree I planted them under is a walnut tree. And apparently, according to Google, it is poisonous to most plants. So no matter what I did, those plants kept dying. Bear that story in mind. We're going to come back to it a little bit later. But I ask the question, how do we live a life full of fullness? How do we live this abundant life? Paul, in this reading, in his prayer, he ends towards the end. He says, so that we would have a life of fullness, to the fullness of God. In other words, his prayer is leading us on a journey where he says that this journey will be a life of fullness. One of the reasons I love Paul's writing is because what Paul often does is he gives us a gem. And then if you look at the things he says beforehand, he takes us on a journey of how to get there. So if we look at what happens just before he says that we will have this fullness of God, he says a few things that will lead us into this fullness. And the one thing he says is that we would know how wide and high and long and deep is the love of God. You see, when we start to know how wide and high and long and deep is the love of God, it is then that we will start to know something of this fullness of life, a life that is filled with the fullness of God. Now, this knowing how wide and high and long and deep the love of God is, it is not simply in knowing it in our heads. He actually says that it's something that we could never, that our knowledge could never explain. It is more than knowing it in our heads. It is about having it in our inner beings. It's about experiencing it every day. Until eventually within our inner beings, we know something of how wide and high and long and deep the love of God is. In Romans 8, verse 35 to 39, Paul puts it like this. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, or hardship, persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Wiman, a poet, says this, I do not know what love was. I did not know what love was until I encountered one that kept opening and opening and opening. That's the love of God, this love that we cannot know how high and wide and deep and long it is. It's this love that keeps opening and opening and opening. And when we know something of this love that nothing can separate us from, it is then that we start to live this life of fullness. But how do we get there? Once again, Paul is amazing in how he just takes us on this journey in order to show us all these different ways in which we can live this life of fullness. And he goes, and before he says that we will know how wide and deep and high and long the love of God is, he says that we can be rooted and established in love. That we can be rooted and established in love. Back to the story of my garden. To be rooted and established in something means that we find our beginning in that, but we also then find our present in it. So it is about making sure that our whole lives are established and started off in that environment. So my garden was rooted and established in poison. It was rooted and established in an environment that was slowly stealing the life away from it instead of giving it life. And no matter what I put into that garden, no matter how many external aspects I threw at the garden kept shriveling and dying. The same is true with our lives. When we're rooted and established in love, in other words, when our relationship with God starts in love and then continues in love, we will sometimes experience this love that keeps opening and opening and opening, and then we will know something of how wide and deep and high and long the love of God is. But when our lives are rooted and established in anything other than love, it's like being planted in a toxic environment. You see, when our lives are rooted and established in works, in other words, when we think that God will love me if I do more or if I say more, if we think that God will love me if I'm a better person, and our lives are rooted and established in works, it will be a toxic environment and we will slowly but surely start to lose something of this knowledge of how wide and high and deep and long the love of God is. Because when our lives are established and rooted in works, then when we cannot work, or we do not work, or our works fail, we will think we've reached the limit of God's love. And there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. When we are rooted and established in fear, the minute we step out of line, we'll think we've reached the limit of God's love. It is only when our journey starts and continues in love, it is only when we are rooted and established in love that we will begin to know something of the limitless love of God. Henry Nouwen puts it this way. He says, God loves us not because of what we do or accomplish, but because God has created and redeemed us in love. See, so to have a life of fullness, we need to know something of the love of God, and not just know it in our heads, but to know it in our inner beings. In order to know it in our inner beings, we need to be rooted and established in love. But how? The answer is that it is through communion with the Holy Spirit. Throughout this prayer, Paul's prayer for the people and for us is that we would have communion with the Holy Spirit, that we would know something of the power, presence, love of the Holy Spirit. And what's fascinating is the first thing that Paul does when he reaches Ephesus is this, Acts 19, verse 1 to 2. While Apollos was at Corinth, Paul took the road through the interior and arrived at Ephesus. There he found some disciples and asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They turned around and said they did not know who the Holy Spirit was. And Paul then fills them with the Holy Spirit and prays over them. You see, that was his first question to the church in Ephesus. That was his first question to the followers of Jesus in Ephesus. He says, "Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit?" Because to be rooted and established in love, the way we are rooted and established in love is when the Spirit of love is the one who fills us. That's God's Spirit. That's Jesus' Spirit. And when the Spirit of love fills us, we will begin to know something of this love that keeps opening and opening. It is then that we will begin to realize that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. It is then that we will know in our inner beings, because the Spirit is in our inner beings, that the love of God has no boundaries. It is then that we will know something of the knowledge of how wide and deep and high and long the love of God is. It is when we are rooted and established in love, and we become rooted and established in love when we are filled and continue to be filled with the Spirit of love, the Holy Spirit. See, that Spirit, the Spirit, the one who then is in us, is the same Spirit that is in Jesus and the same Spirit that is in God. And so in our inner beings, we will know something of this love of Jesus Christ. And that love will lead us to a fullness of life. Richard Rohr, I love his writings. This is what he says. Jesus did not come to change the mind of God about humanity. It did not need changing. Jesus came to change the mind of humanity about God. Do you hear those words? Jesus did not come to change God's mind about humanity. Jesus came to change humanity's mind about God. Because up until this point, humanity believed that we needed to offer sacrifices to please God, that we needed to do works to please God. Up until that point, when Jesus came to change our minds about who God is, we did not realize that the love of God knows no boundaries. And so Jesus came to change our minds about who God is. And God is love. And when we have the Spirit of God as our constant companion, this love of God will keep opening and opening. We will realize that there is no limit. And even if we cannot work, and even if we fail, we will come to know in our inner beings that we have not reached the limit of God's love, because God's love is limitless. So I ask you this morning, as I ask myself, in what are we rooted and established? Because if we have not been rooted and established in love, there is a good chance that we will not know the extent of God's love. And if you and I, if we would like to be rooted and established in love, it starts by allowing the Spirit of love to be our constant companion. And so can we invite the Spirit of love, God's Spirit, to be our constant companion so that we can say over and over again that we are rooted and established. In other words, this is where we are planted. We are planted in the love of God, and that love has no limit. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you that your love knows no limit. Thank you that you came into this world so that you could change our minds about you and so that we could realize something of the love that you have for us. So that we could live our lives in this love and eventually have a life of fullness in you and with your Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we pray that you would allow each one of us to be rooted and established in your love, that we could walk with you every day, that every day you would show us that the love of God opens more and more and more to accommodate all of our failures, to accommodate all of our shortcomings, to accommodate every part of us. Father, may we not run from you, but may we run to you, knowing that your love has no boundaries and no limits. And as we are filled with your love, may we start to show others the love that you have for us by the way that we love them. Because we live this life in community. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, amen. And so the blessing over each of us is that we would know that God can do immeasurably more than anything we could ever hope for or imagine through the power of the Spirit. Amen.